It is increasingly in the media, but what exactly is culture jamming, and how does it work? Culture jamming is a form of protest in which advertisements and other media messages are rearranged or parodied in humorous or disturbing ways. The term covers a range of practices, including sabotaging billboards, spoofing well-known ads, and hoaxing the mainstream media. The purpose of culture jamming is to expose the reality behind corporate spin and to reclaim the media and public spaces from the influence of powerful corporations. Just as radio jammers interrupt broadcasts with their own messages, culture jammers disrupt the everyday flow of the mainstream media by proposing alternative meanings. The term culture jamming was first coined in the mid-1980s by members of Negative Land, an experimental band from San Francisco. They used it to describe the act of rearranging messages on billboards. It was popularized by American writer Mark Derry in an influential pamphlet published in 1993, in which he described culture jamming as media hacking, information warfare, terror art, and guerrilla semiotics, all in one. Culture jamming is by no means an organized or coordinated movement. In many cases, jammers operate independently or as part of a local collective.